Wilfred had amazing skills, great experience, and Wilfred was a legend in his own mind. I'm Jody Phillips, and I'm coming up with a story. Wilfred's ego goes on a job interview. I met Wilfred at a party. Since I'm a headhunter, I always get collared over cocktails by somebody who's unemployed. But assessing someone over smoked salmon and white wine, well, it's just unfair. Wilfred gleamed when he heard what I did, and he launched into his pitch. According to him, he'd managed thousands globally, leapt from one job success to another, and achieved peace in the Middle East. Pinned into a corner for hours, I was hammered with endless stories of his endless accomplishments. In the end, I offered him coaching support. So, Wilfred gets an interview, calls for pointers. I tell him he's got to let the interviewer lead. Let him ask the questions, then follow. And I also tell him to tone down the victory march. Bragging, being a champion at every single thing you've ever done, loses credibility and, no surprise, popularity. So, how'd he do in the interview? Wilfred went in like gangbusters. His word, not mine. He dominated and domineered, but he didn't change a thing. He fed his ego, not his bank account. The tip? Bragging is hitting them over the head, and selling is leading with your strengths. So show them what you've got, but dazzle them subtly. Keep your ego in your briefcase, if only for an hour. I'm Jody Phillips.